Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Simone Soran. We are in the 72nd edition of the Festival de Cannes for an interview with Sofia Bost, the director of Dia de Festa, a short movie presented in the Semaine de la Critique. So, Sofia, this is your first time in Cannes. How are you feeling?
It feels great. It's a great honor to be here, to have my film selected by La Semaine. It was incredible to find out. I was very happy for myself, for the crew, and particularly for my main actress, because she really deserves the recognition.
So, what do you expect for the festival, for your movie?
What do I expect? It's been already great to be here. I think it's already a victory to be selected. And it's been great to meet other directors, and I'm amongst a great selection of short films, so I'm very honored to be here.
And your movie is about sadness. About sadness. But the title is Dia de Festa, so party day.
Yes, because the film takes place during the birthday of Clara, who is Mena's daughter. It's her 7th birthday. But although it's supposed to be a happy day, a party day, it ends up being a day full of sadness. So.
And then another thing that I liked of the movie is the relationship between the mother and the daughter, and then the mother and his mother, so the grandmother. Did you try to work about this theme?
Yes. When I was in film school, I studied at London Film School. I did some exercises around the relationships between mothers and daughters. It's something that interests me, also from a personal point of view. So when I graduated from LFS, the screenwriter of this film, Tiago, he presented me the script, and I thought it would be perfect as my first professional project.
So, did you choose to make a short movie because it was a sort of exercise, or a sort of try, sort of test, or do you like make a short movie better than long movie?
I think short films are a different format from features, so it's a different thing. I just got out of film school. This is my first funded film, so you really have to start small for all kinds of reasons, because it's very hard to get funded for a feature film if you haven't done anything, and also because you gain valuable experience that you can then apply in a feature film.
Your main actress is very good. How did you find her?
Rita Martins is a Portuguese actress, I had seen her previous films, and I thought she would be a good fit for the project. So when I auditioned for the film, I called around 15 to 20 actresses, and she was one of them. And yes, when I called her, I thought she was already amongst the three top contenders, and it was confirmed that she was very good, and I'm so lucky to have had her. She's amazing.
How many days did you spend to make the movie? I mean, on the set?
The shooting was 6 days. Pre-production, around 2 months. Yeah, and then editing, another 2 months, probably.
And what about your future now? Are you going to make another short? Are you going to make a new movie, your first maybe long movie? Or
I want to shoot another short film before I shoot a feature, but I will start to develop the idea of a feature soon, because anyway it takes longer to get funded for a feature. But yes, I will definitely shoot at least one more short film before doing a feature.
All right, thank you very much, Sofia Bost, and good luck, good compliments, congratulations for your job, and good luck with your movie, good luck with your future. From the 72nd edition of the Festival de Cannes, this is Simone Soranna for Fred Film Radio. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.